Praise God. Now I want you to go here to the book of John. And that John, the first chapter, tells a story about the creation of Christ and really who he is. Said St. John, the first chapter, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. See, in the beginning, Jesus was not Jesus. He was the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, sound like a scrambled up sort of a revelation here that God didn't intend for you to understand. No. God decreed that Jesus be his equal. In the second psalm, it even talks about Jesus. The last verse says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Then the seventh verse, he says, I will declare the decree. I have said, you are my Son. Today I have begotten thee. See, Jesus the Son was begotten. The Word was eternal. But the Word became, let's go on and see what it says here. All was things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All right? He was in the beginning with God as the Word. And the Word was God. And then it says the same was in the beginning with God. When he says it was God, but he was with God. There's a decree that is related from Psalms, the second chapter, and Hebrews, the first chapter. I want you to notice here how Jesus came about. It was because God issued a decree for him to be equal with him. Jesus wasn't, with the Word, he wasn't equal with God. God made that decree, and it applied to Jesus Christ. All right, in Hebrews, the first chapter, the verse 3 says, who, being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. It's his word. What do you think makes this world turn around and stay where it is? Jesus Christ is holding it up. It wouldn't be here. He said he's upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now listen to this. But unto which of the angels said he, that's God at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. That's from the second psalm. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. That's when he was created, not the Word, back in the beginning. And again, when he bringeth the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Worship him. Ain't nobody you can worship but God. Well, he had to make him equal for him to be a subject or an object of worship. You couldn't worship Jesus if he didn't make him equal. It would be idolatry and sacrilege. So he said, and of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, God saith, thy throne, O God, he called him God because he made him equal, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. God ordained him to be equal. He issued a decree, equality. You're equal with me, therefore you are God also. Then, he says, you've loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above all thy fellows. Praise God. Now, verse 13 and 14. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Think of one person he ever said to sit on his right hand until he made his enemies his footstool, and that's Jesus. See, not to the angels. Said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? You talk about a wonderful fellow. Jesus humbled himself to the death of the cross that he could be a merciful high priest for you and I. And I want you to turn to that 15th chapter I refer to in 1 Corinthians. That's too important to leave out. I've got to get to that just briefly here and show you here about this man that all power is given unto him, and his name is Jesus. 1 Timothy 2 and 5 said there is one God and there's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Yet he's God. Isn't that something? Because God made him equal with him. He couldn't be worshipped if he hadn't given him equality. You couldn't worship Jesus unless he's equal. You can only worship God. What did Jesus tell the devil in Matthew 4 when he's trying to get him to worship him and give him all the kingdoms of this world? He said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, he was equal with God. But you know when he got equal with God? When he was born. Let all the angels of God worship him. I will declare the decree, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. In a manger in Bethlehem of a virgin named Mary, the decree was fulfilled. And that's where it began. Jesus has a beginning. The Word don't have any beginning or ending. In the beginning he was the Word. Now he's Jesus. All right? Now, in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter here. All right, verse 24 is a good place to begin. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. See, that's the end of the millennium reign of 1,000 years. He'll turn the kingdom back to God, even the Father, when he shall have put out all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. See, God's given him all power and authority to destroy every enemy of God and God's people. Now, what's the last enemy? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. When death is in hell is cast in the lake of fire, see, death's going to be here during the millennium reign. You read that, you study that real carefully in Isaiah 65. In verse 20, said there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. In the millennium reign, a child will be 100 years old and will die. Not all of them, but I mean there will be death all through the reign of Christ in the millennium reign. But he's going to reign until he has destroyed death. And then he'll give the kingdom back to his Father that gave it to him in the beginning. And now, verse 27, for he, God, hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. God didn't put himself under him, but he put everything else under him. See? And when all things shall be subdued unto him, that's Christ, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God, that is the Father, may be all in all. He'll sit down and be e pluribus unum with you and me and just walk among us and enjoy our fellowship for eternity. The fellow that had all power in heaven and in earth. Now that's something God can, finally got him a fellow he could trust that power with. You know what? He gave it to the devil and the devil betrayed him. So he said, wait a minute. If I give it to another fella, he's going to be tested. I'm going to try him out. That's why he had to send his own son, a perfect man, here and let him be tried. And he had to have the devil to try him. See, the devil didn't have nobody to try him. There wasn't no devil here until the devil betrayed God. So he said, the next time I give some power to rule this world into somebody's hand, that fella's going to be tested and tried, that I know he ain't going to betray me. So when he knew that Christ wasn't going to betray him, he turned all his power over to him, that he can just speak and anything will happen. You know how he's going to work for it? He just speaks. Well, he spoke these worlds into existence through the Word, which became Christ. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. that eternal life. And the life was the light of men. And that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the book of Mark, I could go through the gospel and you find all kind of references here in these wonderful events that's been recorded in the life of Christ that showed his omnipotence, his all-powerful being that he was. But in Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 35, just for a brief summarization. And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side, his 12 apostles, demonstrating that power after he was resurrected from the dead. He declared to them in that one bold statement in Matthew 28:17, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And here is it manifested before that date. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? Don't you give two hoots if we drown? Jesus could act the most nonchalant for a fellow that was up to here in care. He cared about everything, but he could just act so nonchalant and just care less, like he didn't give two hoots. God, when he come into town into Jericho, he's going along there like he's in a hurry to get over to see them Pharisees or something other. There's a fellow hollering and squalling, have mercy on me. He went on like he was going right on. The fellow just kept a hollering. He said, all right, what do you want? He said, Lord, receive my sight. Oh, Lord. And he went up there with Zacchaeus. He was up to the sycamore tree wanting to see him, old wicked tax collector. Jesus ahead, hurrying on just like he was going on by him. He got right up under the tree, put on brakes real quick, said, get up, coming out from there, Zacchaeus. I know where you are. Praise God. The woman that came with him with her daughter, vexed with the devil, hollering and squalling, have mercy on me. Him going right on.